Welcome to Cloud 9 Radio. I'm Levi Brown along with
Marla Lenahan.
And today we have Adam Arendt. Adam Arendt.
You're close.
And he's a communications major.
Yeah, I am.
I was going to say, me and him are, or him and I, are both communications majors. But Adam, let's start the show off. Welcome to Cloud 9.
Hello.
So when did you know that you wanted to start acting?
Well, it was late for me. Back in high school, we did really big productions, and my year before going into high school, my school had put on Damn Yankees, so I went to go see the show, and like, oh my God, I was like, I want to do this. Then my freshman year came up, and then that was when they called for everybody to come for meeting for Annie. So I went to the meeting, and then I started doing rehearsals, and we started getting into the show, and I just realized it was something I loved to do, and people just kept telling me I was good at it. Like, just not, like, just my family, because, you know, it's kind of, you know, like, cliche, like, oh, my God, you did so well.
You only have a face a mother could love.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Mara. No, but yeah, like, more than just, like, my family was coming up, and, like, complete strangers were like, oh, you have me laughing. You know, every time you do, guys do a dance number, my eyes always go to you. And like, it's just something that I, you know, that continued.
I was going to say, I had a buddy of mine. I hope he's listening. His name is Davion. He goes to Pitt Greensburg. And it was sophomore year of high school. He was trying out for a play. His mom wanted him to, you know, try to get into acting. And he actually stopped doing it after a while, but he was pretty good. Like, our music director, our theater director, she wanted him to actually, like, take a part, the lead part. And you know, he stopped doing, because we were both on the wrestling team back in high school for sophomore year. But he tried out. He said he liked it, but eventually left. He's like, it's tiresome because he was a busy man, you know.
It takes a big chunk of your time. Like, I'm glad I even got time to come here and do this. Like, I get like 4 days off, and then I go back on Friday to do West Side Story.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had the time doing this, you know.
It's really good. I mean, I'm not just saying because I'm in it, but it's really good. It's really good.
Okay, so on to the next question. Did anyone in particular influence you?
Well, it just kind of was like a spur of the moment type thing, because I did have the idea that I wanted to do the shows, but it was just like one day in school, and they said that over the intercom, they were like, anyone interested in doing the musical this spring needs to meet up in the auditorium. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go after school and meet up. And then everything started, and that's how it began. But like, there really wasn't like a big, like, one person catalyst that kind of influenced me. It kind of was just like something I had been interested in, and then when I had the opportunity, I just went and took it.
Did you have anything like in middle school that you could have done?
I was in the choir in middle school.
I was too. not in middle school. I was in choir in elementary school. It was like my fourth, fifth grade year before, you know, the big old big bad wolf known as puberty hit. I lost my voice. I was not, you know, that kind of singer no more. I just, you know, just stopped doing it.
Yeah, my first time in choir was in sixth grade. Then I didn't like it. Then I skipped seventh grade, and then I went back to eighth grade. And then as soon as I hit high school, that's when I was able to start doing the shows. And once I was able to start doing the shows, I didn't stop.
Did you do anything else in high school besides the plays?
I was actually on the football team.
Oh, my gosh.
I was on the football team, surprisingly.
I saw that Facebook profile picture the one time. I was like, Adam played football?
Yep. I've been playing football since when I was real little, since kindergarten, actually.
What position?
I was always a lineman. I was always either, like, the tackle or the nose guard on defense.
I was just going to say, like, you played offense or defense, but, you know, you got it for me. Yeah, I remember playing football when I was younger, too. It was I was a linebacker for a little bit. And then, you know, I didn't really like offense too much. You can do more in defense, to me, than you can on offense. But, yeah.
Why did you play football?
Football was always, like, a big part of our family. You know, a lot of my uncle played, my dad played, my grandpa played. It was just something that kept running in our family. Like, my cousins played as well. And then they had the opportunity for little kids to play, and then I had shown interest in it. And then my mom got kind of, you know, like, skeptical, like, oh, I don't want my baby playing football. I don't want
to get hurt. Like, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, I'm going to get hurt. And I just wanted to do it for the longest time, and it's just, like, that's another place where, like when I do the shows, it's, like, where I have fun. You know, And I don't do it now as much anymore because, you know, performing theater is my focus now. But it'll always be something that I love to watch and to hopefully do.
You could always do a, like, the football, like, not the actual football team, but, like, the other league that they have.
Like, yeah, flag football.
Yeah.
Intramural flag football. Yeah. Somebody actually wanted me to play for one of their teams earlier in the school year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what's your favorite team?
The Steelers.
Okay, I was,
Because
there's some people out there that don't like the Steelers, and they're from Pittsburgh.
Oh, I love the Steelers.
I don't say too bad we, you know, the Broncos and everything. But as long as Brady didn't win, you know, as long
I'm bandwagoning for the Panthers right now. I want the Panthers to win.
I kind of want Manning to get his ring. I have a feeling he's going to retire if he wins this.
No, I'm not a big fan of Manning, no. Sorry, no.
So you like Brady over Manning or Manning over Brady?
If I had to choose Manning over Brady, okay. But separately, I just don't like either one of them.
Who's your favorite player?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good. I have a few. I like Ben Roethlisberger. I like him. I like Antonio Brown. I think those are probably like my two. And Hines Ward. I loved Hines Ward when he played.
Definitely.
And Heath Miller too. Those are about my top four. And Troy Polamalu.
Oh, can't forget him. Yeah. I remember when I was younger, I had longer hair, and people would always call him Polamalu. I have a cousin that actually still calls me Polamalu whenever he sees me. I hope he's listening right now. He every time he saw my hair out or just long hair, he's like Polamalu. I'm like, huh? I was just looking around like, who said that? But so, what do you like most about performing in drama or theater?
Oh man, that's so hard to explain because I just love everything about it.
Tell us all.
Let it all out.
It's just like a being in a different world, like literally and figuratively. Like it's being like up there, so performing someone else's story and being able to show yourself at the same time.
You feel like you're on cloud nine when you're doing it.
I do. You know. But I like the lights and the atmosphere and then the music and just everything about it. It just appeals to me. And I love performing. You know, it's natural for me.
Yeah. Have you met like a lot of friends through it?
Yep.
Since you've been here?
Oh, yes. That's the only reason I have friends.
I was going to say.
That's the only reason because back in middle school, I really wasn't outgoing as I am now. Like I had like a few friends, but they weren't like close friends, but when I started doing the shows, it kind of brought me out of my shell and realized that I'm a goofball, I'm a nut, so I can just, you know, be that way around my friends, and, you know, I continue to meet friends through the theater. I mean, like, I have a lot of friends that are still in high school at Lincoln Park, you know, and, you know, it's something that it's easy for me to meet people because, you know, they get to see the other side of you, and then once you're done, like, exerting all that energy and being someone else, you know, they could see the real you and they're like, oh, okay, you're pretty cool.
I was going to say, with me, I'm not doing the theater department. Both you and I are, you know, a communications major,
right.
Journalism concentration, theater concentration.
Yeah.
With me, you know, I'm involved in Century Media, you know, right now, Harmony Radio, Cloud Nine.
Uh-huh.
I know a couple people. I mean, Dan does. He's a media arts major, but they're also in our school of communications, mm-hmm. computer information systems. But I feel like I should try theater out one day. I don't know, because here's the thing. One of my professors, Dr. Tariq, I'm not sure. You had him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Tariq.
Yeah, we had humanities together.
Yeah, humanities together, yeah.
Yep.
Every time he would just walk in the room, Dr. Tariq, excellent guy. You know, nice all around.
He's a doctor?
Yeah.
No.
It was in his name. But Dr. Tariq, he would always walk in with a smile on his face, energetic. He's like, who's ready for a quiz or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day, I just said, you know, let me impersonate Dr. Tariq real fast. I just walked in, I'm like, good Friday. Just walking, he's like, how you doing? And one of the lessons, we were talking about Abraham and God, and how, you know, God wanted Abraham to kill his son.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tariq was so illustrated, you know, just showing us. He's like, what does God want Abraham to do? He wants him to kill his son. And I was talking just like Dr. Tariq, and I was laughing like him. It was just funny because I was like, you know what? I should try this out. And then Christopher Walken, you know, someone was just trying out a Christopher Walken, you know, impression or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, let me give it a shot. And I was like, I'm Christopher Walken. And like, it was pretty spot on, too. So I don't know. I feel like I would be pretty good.
Well, now that you mentioned that you're a journalism concentration, I actually first applied here as journalism.
Really?
Really, yeah, because I don't know if this is one of your next questions, but at first when I said I didn't want that I wanted to go to school for theater, my parents weren't really on board with it at first because they knew it was like, Adam, this is, you know, they were like one of the big proponents of like, Adam, this is something you'll have to do. But like, we don't know if this, you know, will be like a good future for you because the jobs are very scarce and, you know, it's very hard to get a job in theater because it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're like, you need, you know, what else do you like to do? And I was like, well, I like writing. I'm good at it. You know, my teachers have been saying it. And actually, I'm going to plug a little thing myself. I just recently became a writer for the Odyssey.
I saw that.
Yeah, Odyssey Online. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
What is that? I've been seeing it, but I don't know. Like, I write for the Century Media, but I don't know what
Well, the Odyssey is it's a collection of different college campuses. And about 350 different college campuses. And over 400,000 students collectively from those schools contribute as writers to the it's a blog essentially.
Yeah.
And it's describing, you know, college life, you know, our experiences, our points of view, what interests us, you know, our voice and everything like that. And, you know, after the show, I'm really not going to have anything else to do except for school. And when it comes to school, I have to keep busy.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have something to do. And this is something I do. And it just happens to be something else I love to do. I love to write and express my opinion, express my views and stuff like that. So it's great that you mentioned that because it's kind of like a flip-flop. Like you want to try and get into theater and I'm trying to get into journalism.
Have you ever thought of like writing for Century Media?
I mean, I've thought about it, you know. I mean, it's been in the back of my head, but I really haven't, you know, seen the opportunity. So that's why when I was introduced to the opportunity of writing for the Odyssey, I kind of just jumped at it.
Is it like you can come up with whatever you want to talk about?
Basically.
It's not a specific thing.
It's not a specific thing. It's just basically just like whatever you want to, like the editors don't have like, you know, say in what your article is. You're the one that comes up with the specific topic. And the thing is with writing with them, you don't have to stick with just one genre like, you know, comedy or music or anything like that. You can range whatever you write about, and that's what's good because all they do is they just edit it, you know, just look at it and see if it looks right, if it's grammatically correct. That's the only thing they really check because you're the one that's in charge of how the article is perceived and what is in the article and what the content is. And I think that's what's really cool about the Odyssey is that it's kind of like, you know, like the cool little, you know, thing for us to express our opinions. And when I go on Facebook, I see so many articles that I can relate to, you know. And that's why I was like, man, I was like, I have so many ideas that I would want to, you know, put out there and see if it can relate to people.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I signed up and, you know, I got an email that said I was, and I was like, yay.
I actually just applied myself the other day. I'm hoping to get in. And go back to, you know, you wanting to be a journalism major when you first applied.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got here, you know, journalism, I love writing too. I actually thought about changing my concentration to advertisement.
Cause really?
Yeah, when I was posting up the posters or flyers for a show, my roommate Donald, you know, Donald Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, dude, just try to, you know, you can get your message across. Because we were both just hanging posters up and people were walking past. We were like, hey, tune in to Cloud 9 Tuesdays at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that both, because me and Donald, we're both roommates, but every time someone like notices that we're roommates or we tell them, they're like, you guys are complete opposites because he's wacky. We're both, you know, good guys. He's wacky. You know, I'm calm. He's more energetic than I am. So it's like funny to see him come, to see him go off and try to, you know, advertise something versus me trying to do it. I just do it like,
wow,
you know.
Levi, me and you are like too much alike because that's the same thing with me and my roommate.
I'm Regis.
but he's the more calm dude. He's like, you know, kind of very chilled and laid back, and I'm the one that's like spontaneously combusting around the room, like doing all my moves and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, we need to stop because we're too much alike right now.
I was going to say, I actually really just thought about doing it, and you know, I just had to stay with journalism, you know, something that I do because I actually want to try to get into broadcasting. So yeah.
Okay, well, enough about Levi. Let's get back to Adam, because he's the one here being interviewed, guys. Okay, so the next question we have for you is, what performance do you like the most that you have been involved in?
Oh, my gosh.
You have to pick one.
I have to pick one. Just one.
Wait, yeah, just one.
Here at Army U or throughout his whole...
Just throughout...
Because I was about to say, I've only been in one here at Army U.
Yeah, no, it can be anywhere.
Oh, God. Dang. No, I think about that every day. Like, what was my favorite show? But, like, not to be, like, cliche or stuff like that, but, like, the show I'm in right now, West Side, it's such a great, great show. West Side is one of the classic musicals. It's based on Romeo and Juliet, and it involves like the different races clashing, like the Americans from New York, and then the Puerto Ricans come in, and it kind of just intertwine, and it kind of, you know, just, you know, and I just love the show as a whole. There's dancing, and the dancing's amazing in this show, and you know, it's not an easy show to do, so it takes a lot of skill and a lot of practice, and with us only having 2 weeks, we really had to put our butts in the gear to, you know, get the show on the road. But I definitely would say that it's West Side Story is probably my favorite show right now.
That's awesome.
That's a hard decision. You said just pick one. I was like, pick one. I was like, okay.
I was gonna say, I remember back in high school, one of the movies, I went to the Barack Obama Academy of International Studies. I know it's a long name. I'd rather just say the full name instead of just saying it, because people are like, huh? But one of the movies that we had to watch for International Movie Day was West Side Story. And that was my first time seeing it. I was like, man, this is pretty, you know, good musical. I actually like West Side Story because it's not just, you know, most musicals are just, you know, just straight musicals. You know, all they do is sing, like La Miz, I think.
La Miz, yeah.
No, I can't watch that. But West Side Story, you know, there's, you know, actual talking, not just music the whole way through.
See, so. And with West Side, it's such like an eclectic cast, because there's like different, like
they
different,
got class though. So okay.
Yeah, it is too. But they have the Americans with the Jets, and then they have the Puerto Ricans with the Sharks. And then they have the younger, older generations intertwined in it too, and it's such a great, great show because it's a fun show, but it's also simple as well because, you know, the story of Romeo and Juliet is really simple, and you know, boy falls for girl, and you know, they fall in love, and then they die in the end. But
for anybody that did not ever read Romeo and Juliet or watch it,
spoiler.
Yeah, there you go.
After like 500 years, spoiler. but yeah, like West Side, I just love West Side. You know, just like the angst and just everything is just so dancey and flow. I love it. I can't tell you how much I love it because it's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. So, why did you start acting, Adam?
You know, like I said, it kind of piqued my interest. You know, I had actually been doing, also along with being in the choir, I had started doing my school's talent shows in elementary school, and that it kind of started there because originally I was gonna sing, but then over time I was like, you know what, let's just like, because we went to go see that Step Up 2.
Oh yeah.
You know, where it was the streets, and at the end credits they played that Flo Rida song Low. And then, like, me and my family were leaving the theater, and I just started dancing to it, like, just, you know, being a fool. And then my mom was like, Adam, you're really good. I was like, oh, thank you, okay. And then we got home, and they're like, Adam, you should really consider dancing for the talent show instead of singing. I was like, okay. And then I just did it, and then everybody loved it. And then every year people would ask me, you know, are you going to do the variety show? Are you going to do the talent show? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And, you know, it's just what appeals to me about performing is just – everything. And
I can't dance.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't sing.
There's no problem with that. We all have our own lot in life.
When I say dance, I mean like I'll just like use merengue, salsa, like stuff like that, like you know, actual dancing. I can't freestyle dance either. Like, I have no rhythm whatsoever. If you say dance, I'll probably do like the llama or something, like the running man. I don't know. Just go
like
back.
Shopping cart.
Yeah, I can't dance, man. I would actually try to maybe give it a shot. Maybe, you know, figure out you can, then
see,
just keep on practicing.
We're not all, you know, experienced.
Gifted. You.
Well, I'm not making me sound conceited. No. What I'm saying is, like, we're not all going to be, you know, technical pros because this is my first year here. I had done dancing before, you know, it was not easy, but it was something I could grasp onto. When I got here, I learned so much more about, you know, technique and how you're supposed to be and how your body's supposed to be. And, you know, dancing is something that anybody could do, but you don't have to be a dancer to dance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so how has acting affected your life?
Oh gosh, how has it not affected my life? Because you know, it's just you know, when we're younger, we're still in our teens. You know, we're freshmen. you know, we never really know what we want to do.
Right.
You know, we're never really, you know, positive, you know, of what we're going to do until it catches our eye. You know, when I was in high school, you know, my freshman year was rough. If I was going to say my first year of freshman year was rough. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was confused in more ways than one, and I didn't know what to do. And then when it came up, I was just like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is the route I want to go up to. It's just something that caught my eye and just something that I enjoy doing and have fun doing. And, you know, people seem to catch on to the fact that I have fun doing it, and they, you know, tell me about it.
I remember back when I was in elementary school, I did it. We had to do like science experiments, you mm-hmm. know, monthly, just choose three or two. And, you know, I was like, this is fun. I think I might want to be a scientist when I grow up. And, you know, mm-hmm. not when you're young, you don't know, like, there's, you know, fields of the respected, you know, topic or so. And so there's all different types of science. And mm-hmm. then, you know, once I got into middle school, I was like, kind of don't want to do science, but I have an interest with history. And I was like, in middle school, I think I want to, you know, become a history teacher or a historian. Then high school hit, ninth grade year, we had journalism as an elective, and I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to take up journalism. And it was, you know, pretty fun. The 5 W's and 1 H, the who, what, when, why, how. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I think this is what I want to do. And since, you know, that year, freshman year of high school, I was like, I want to do journalism. Rather be print, digital, broadcast, multimedia. I was like, I want to go into it.
Yeah, like you said, like you discovered it in high school. Many, many people still are like going through college and they don't know what they want to do.
Yeah. My friend the other day, I just joined Sigma Kappa, and I was at an event. Thanks. And I was talking to one of my sisters. That's weird to say.
Yeah,
I don't have a sister. I just have one older brother, but I guess my sister. And we were talking, and she's also a psychology major, so she came up and she was talking to me, and she was like, yeah, someone I know doesn't even know what they're majoring in, and they're a junior. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, that would be, like, so difficult. But, I mean, I guess I'd rather go through college doing the basic courses I need to and not know, and then come to a conclusion when needed.
Yeah, because you don't have to know when you hit college what you want to do. Because what they say is college is the time for you to figure out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college is the time for you to, you know, figure out what you like, what you don't like, what ticks you off, what makes you happy. And, you know, college is the time for you to find yourself. You know, I don't want to sound cliche, but it really is.
Yeah.
Because most people don't even know what they want to do until they hit college, you know. And luckily for me, I didn't have to go through that stress. And, you know, I came into, you know, college knowing what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And, you know, I'm still, you know, still planning out for after college. Mm-hmm. But I still have 4 more years. I'm a freshman, so
I was gonna say, I'm hoping college goes back. High school, I wanted to go, like, get it over and done with. College, mm-hmm. I'm actually hoping it, like, just slows down. It feels like it's going a little bit too fast.
I actually liked high school. I am not going to lie. A lot of people say that they couldn't stand high school and couldn't wait to get it. I loved high school.
Yeah, I like how they were, like, in high school, they made you, like, sign out to, like, go to a restroom or go to a sink.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, like, 2 months just, later, like, you're, just, like, at college, and you're, like, you could just wait, leave. I don't have to do that. It's, like, they make you be, yeah, like, a baby. And
like,
then
we were in humanities one day, and I saw you just get up and leave. I'm, like, she's not going to ask go to the bathroom?
No, I wouldn't
ask like, to. I was, like, why is she not? Why is she just going? And, like, one of my friends was, like, Adam, this is college. You can just go in and go. I'm, like, really? I'm, like, okay, well, let's go.
Wait, don't I have to sign out?
I don't have to sign out. That's amazing. But, like, we're not promoting just up and leave class, you know, and say you have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, I am.
Or Marge just pushed off the chair, walks up.
Yeah, just, like, just leave, take all your
okay,
stuff.
Okay, bye, guys.
Exactly.
So, can you tell us a little bit about West Side Story right now? You know,
yes, I can tell you a little about West Side. Okay. West Side Story is set in 1950s New York. And the main
What borough? Just wondering.
Brooklyn or the Bronx, I think. I'm not sure. Manhattan.
Okay.
Because it's in one of the songs. Got it. Okay. Yeah. But it's set around two gangs, the Jets, who are the Americans, and the Sharks, who are the Puerto Ricans. And then the Puerto Ricans have migrated to New York to find a better life and, you know, just explore things. And then when they get here, the Americans don't like them because they're different. And then where the story really comes to a head and we start really looking into what West Side Story is the dance at the gym. And that's where both the gangs come together and have, like, this big, big musical number. Then that's where Tony and Maria meet. And then it's kind of like Romeo and Juliet, like, love at first sight, you know, and then they start going around, you know, loving each other and stuff like that. And, you know, just every time you turn around, when they're together, they just are in love. And it's sort of like the Montagues and the Capulets. Like, each side doesn't want them to be together. But at the end, they realize, you know, they died because they wanted to be together. And they died because they felt like they couldn't live without each other. Now, West Side Story is probably not that drastic, you know, but it's definitely, like, a fun look at Romeo and Juliet, because, like, it just explores, like, you know, not just the American side, but the Puerto Rican side, and then why they came here, why they wanted to look for a better life, and why is it such a problem that, you know, Maria's falling in love with Tony. But I just feel like West Side is just something that, you know, everybody can, you know, sympathize with, because we've all, like, gone through issues of, like, you know, thinking that, you know, adults thinking that since we're young, we can't have an opinion and we can't have feelings, and that, you know, we're dump and we're stuff like that. And you know, me and you, we've dealt with racism.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We've dealt with our different, you know, ways of prejudice. And then, you know, of course, and white people have too as well.
Oh, yeah.
They've dealt with their different reasons for ways of prejudice. You know, everybody's, you know, it's something that everybody can relate to. And it's fun at the same time, you know. It's fun to watch, and, you know, and you just, like, can't help but, like, want to sing along and, you know, just get up and dance with them.
Right.
I think what Side Story is all about. It's one of those classic musicals where, you know, once you hear a song from it, you're like, okay, what's that show? You know, like, even people who are not, like, in-depth in musical theater like I am. Well, not in-depth. I don't want to sound like, you know, like, oh, I'm a theater. No, but, like, you know, like, for this being what I want to do, you know, people who are not necessarily into theater like that can be like, oh, yeah, I remember West Side Story, like you said, because it's such a memorable classic show.
Right.
And I think that's what its appeal is. It's, you know, it's timeless.
I have to be on the lookout for a musical whenever it comes. Maybe not a play. I would try out a play before I would ever try out a musical, because, mm-hmm. you know, my voice, I can't really do it. But I would love to, like, just try to be different, try to act like someone, you know, or not in that aspect, and try to be someone that I'm not, you know, just play a character or so, see how it goes, see if I, you know, enjoyed it, and, like, man, this is really fun. Like, you know, that character has to match my personality. Like, you know, I'm goofy, you know, calm, you know, at times you can be normal, and then at times you can be, like, very, very different. Just,
yeah, acting's an acquired taste. Like, you have to fall in love with it, because it is so time consuming to, you know, research the role, you know, figure out how you're going to say lines, how you're going to act them out, you know.
Memorize.
It's very time consuming. So if this is not something that you really want to do, then I wouldn't suggest, you know, just going in and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then at the end, like, oh, my God, I hate it.
Who do you play?
I play Moose. I'm one of the sharks. I don't have lines in it, but the ensemble, especially, like, the gangs, are really important in the show, because it just shows, like, two butting heads in the show, and, like, you kind of need, like, those groups of people to show that there is angst between all of us, not just the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Riff, the head of the Jets, and with Bernardo, the head of the Sharks. You know, it just shows that it does clash, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to say something more?
Yeah, I was. I was actually going to lead us into break, and we will be right back.
Pizza Di Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU student specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas, along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272.
When it comes to Robert Morris news, sports, and lifestyle, nobody has it covered better than RMU Sentry Media. And now, with the RMU Sentry Media app, you can have all the RMU information you need in the palm of your hand and on the go, including RMU Radio and RMU TV. Download the app today on iTunes, Google Play, or Android Market, or go to rmucentrymedia.com, the number one news source for Robert Morris University.
Hi, and we are back. So, Adam, are you ready to play a game?
I love games.
Okay, good. Then this will be good for you. Okay, so this week for a game, we are going to, it's about theater, because you're in the play.
Of course.
So, I'm going to say a character, and Levi and I are going to say a character in a theater musical, and you're going to have to tell us what character, I mean, sorry, what the musical is. So I'm going to tell you a character, and you're going to tell us what the musical is that relates to that. Okay. It's not, hopefully it's not too hard.
It's okay.
I just went online and, like, found these, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start off.
Levi's going to start off.
All right, so the character is Rum Tum Tugger.
Rum Tum Tugger. Oh, jeez. I know that.
It's an animal.
It's an animal. Rum Tum Tugger. Oh, man, I know that. Is it like, Into the Woods?
It has four legs.
Oh, cats.
Yes.
Cats.
Good job.
Yay. I never saw that.
Haven't.
I never saw that. I didn't even know the characters. The only ones I knew is the one that sings Memories. Grizabella, that's the only one I know.
Yeah, I only know one of these on here that, like, I've actually watched, and it's not even truly a musical, but I just put it on here for fun.
I know two.
Okay. The next character is King Arthur.
King Arthur. Oh, God. How do I not know King Arthur? Oh. Is it Pippin?
Mm-mm. No. It starts with a C.
Camelot.
Yes. Good job. Okay. Yay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. This next one's going to be a very easy one. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's Marie Antoinette.
What's that?
Yeah. Good job.
I should have, like, said it's very hard, actually. Like, just
yeah, you're not going to get this.
It's like the $1 million question.
I'll say, if you get this wrong, I'm punching you. No, I'm
kidding. Exactly.
You don't promote violence, Levi.
We
no one punch each other, please.
Well, we actually might want to promote violence because there is fighting in West Side Story.
We here at Clout 9 do not promote violence.
Except
despite
Levi.
Despite what Adam may say and despite what Mara had just said.
Oh, God.
If does, Levi's wearing his black RMU shirt that has some, like, gunk on it. I don't know. What happened to your shirt?
I dried my shirt and, like, the black of the shirt is...
It's super, like, wrinkly.
Because it's... I don't
know.
Why? I dried it and,
do you not know how to do laundry?
I do know how to do laundry more.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to teach me.
Oh, okay.
No, JK. I went with my friend last week to do her laundry because she didn't want to go alone. I'm like, okay. Wait, I have a question. Speaking of friends, did anyone watch The Bachelor?
I don't watch The Bachelor.
You don't?
I don't watch TV, honestly.
Okay. To anyone that doesn't watch The Bachelor, I'm disappointed in you. You should. I don't know why, but, like, I love that show. I watch it with
me. I don't have time.
I make time for Ben. I will always make time for Ben. Ben is amazing.
Sorry, The Bachelor is not my cup of tea.
The only show I watch on TV.
The Bachelorette?
No.
The only show I watch on TV now is majority South Park. I just like.
I watch South Park.
South Park is especially PC Principal. I love PC Principal. His character, PC Principal, is the best.
Okay, so the next character is Daddy Whoop.
AMA!
Yes, AMA. Good job.
I knew that one. You didn't
even
have to finish it.
I told you these aren't that bad.
You didn't have to finish it. You were like, Daddy, Annie.
Daddy so, Annie.
Daddy Annie.
It's like Annabelle. Or what was it?
It was a
scary
net,
movie.
What?
Like, what was a scary movie that came out with the doll that was like Annie?
Yeah, Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle.
I was just getting ready to say Annabelle. Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, I don't know. I don't watch horror movies. No.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't. I'd be too scared.
No, I don't mess with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sleep. Like, that's my thing. Like.
Scary movies nowadays are just funny to me, especially the funniest or the best scary movie I like. I know my grammar's wrong, but
good job.
It's Scream, the original Scream. I just find it so funny at the end where you've seen Scream. Okay, everyone's seen Scream, and he just.
I haven't.
Never mind. I'm not going to spoil it. I'll just let Mara.
I'm not going to watch it ever.
Before we were born.
It came
so
out in 96, I think.
I was born in 96.
Huh?
Wasn't 95?
I feel like it was 95 or 90. It was one of those years. I feel like it's 96, though.
So. Either way, I was still a fetus, so it's all.
My gosh.
Great. The next characters are Troy and Gabriella.
High School Musical!
Okay.
Didn't they just have a reunion? I think they did.
Yes, without Zac Efron, and I was mad.
Oh, yeah, the 10-year reunion I heard.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And didn't Gabriella's, not Gabriella. The character, I forget her actual name.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah. Her. She was in Greece
live.
Yeah, and didn't her like dad pass away
her
yesterday?
Her dad passed away day before the Greece live was supposed to go.
Yeah, that's
on.
So sad.
But I gotta give her props.
She
went out there and was professional. I didn't see it, but I seen the one song that RZA sings. There are worse things I could do. I just seen a clip of it, and she was amazing. She was amazing. Just the fact that, she could just pull that together without losing it completely and just maintain the character, even though something drastic happened. And I think that's what's cool about theater is everything can happen to you, death, you could be different
things.
You're
in the theater,
exactly.
In the theater.
So, yeah. But, you go through, all these different things, but once you get out there and perform, all that goes aside and you have to worry about the job at hand, That's also what I love about it. It gives me an escape.
I thought her father who passed away, yesterday morning. It was
literally the day before. It said an article that her father had passed away and was the day before Grease Live was supposed to go on.
Definitely give her props for continuing. Something like that happens.
Exactly.
Most people would just, I can't do it right now.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Hats off to her.
Well, I mean, it's a very, iconic show. So obviously they couldn't get a replace. I mean, I'm sure they probably had a backup, but that would be very difficult to just put the backup in and know
and
perfectly.
And see, it's live. It's not it's they filmed it beforehand. They had it live and it was with the live audience and everything. So if she was gonna mess up, that was gonna be her only opportunity because it was a live show. It's not like a Broadway show. Where she has few more nights to do it. It's a live TV broadcast.
Yeah. Are they doing it again? Or is that one and done?
I think there might be repeats that might come on. I'm not sure. But my dad recorded at home, so I got to
watch
it.
I think my mom did too. I kind of do want to go back and watch it whenever I have time. I don't know, maybe on the weekends or something. Okay, so the next character is Bobby Child.
Bobby Child, is that's crazy for you. It's crazy, yeah, Bobby Child. That's crazy for you. I did that. I did that my junior year.
Good job.
I did that. Yeah, we did that my junior year.
Who were you in it?
I was Perkins. I was Lonnie Child. Lonnie Child is the mom, and I was sort of like assistant to her, and I actually got nominated for my first award for that.
That's awesome.
For three lines.
What was the award that you
it
got?
Was it's the Henry Mancini Musical Theater Awards, and Henry Mancini was a famous composer that came out of Aliquippa and it was either Aliquippa or Beaver Falls, and that's in Beaver County where I live, and he was a famous composer. He wrote for different Broadway shows, and then he wrote Moon River for Breakfast at Tiffany's, and so since his influence influenced them to make an award show for musical theater high schools and where the area where I live. And then that was the year they had switched over the ceremony to Lincoln Park, and I just happened to get nominated that year.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. What year was that?
My junior year.
So, two years ago.
So 2000. That's why I was so hard to say my favorite shows, because that was another one of my favorite shows that I did. It was such a fun show.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, congrats, man. The next character is Glinda.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Wicked. I love that show. I went to go see it on Broadway. It's amazing.
Was it good? I never actually seen it.
It's amazing. I love Wicked.
I think my school, I think they did that one of the years. I got to find out which one, but I definitely remember seeing, the posters hanging up for it, and then the character people went in rehearsal. I remember definitely seeing it. Hopefully, if someone is listening from school, let me know what year that was. Definitely.
I mean, the show could vary. Glinda is Wicked or Wizard of Oz.
But they did do Wizard of Oz. I think they did that my senior year.
Yeah, because Wicked's still on Broadway, and it's probably gonna be on Broadway for 50 more years.
it's probably
be walking in an 80 years old walking into Wicked.
Yeah, I never seen I heard the songs from it, but I never actually seen it.
It's so good.
Really I don't good. Even know the basic plot.
It's the two witches from Wizard of Oz, Glinda, and the Wicked Witch of the West. But her name in Wicked is Elphaba, and it basically focuses on the story before Dorothy came to Oz.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
It's actually based off of a book.
Oh, okay.
With the same character names and stuff, but it was the story's kind of different.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Like they normally do for movies and everything. All right. So now we're going to go to Yik Yaks, the best Yik Yaks of the week so far. So Adam, you are, you can join in and put your input in.
Okay.
Okay.
So I deleted Yik Yak, so.
Yeah, I don't even have one. Levi finally.
After the first semester, I got tired of it. I was like, okay, people are mean on here. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't even.
Some stuff you find on there is funny, but some other stuff is just unnecessary.
I feel like people try too hard.
Yeah.
People try too hard. They probably Google what they're going to write on Yik Yak.
Probably. Okay, so the first Yik Yak of the week is, the only thing good at RMU on the weekends is that ResNet actually works.
I don't use ResNet. I am blessed by the holy Lord above that my roommate has Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So I just use his Wi-Fi.
I have Wi-Fi too, but whenever I step out, like on campus outside of my little like four walls.
Exactly.
I use it though, because there's nothing else to really use. So I'm like, oh, I guess I'll do that.
You gotta take the time to look at certain people's Wi-Fi's names, like the names sometimes. It's like, this is my Wi-Fi.
Because he wants to use a Wi-Fi without
actually, you
know,
but now that you say that, I live in Gallatin. And whenever I go on my iPhone to like see what Wi-Fi Wi-Fi was there, one of them said D's Nuts.
Aw.
Oh my god.
Oh man, come on. It's a radio show. No, I'm
kidding. Oh my god, it's a saying.
But yeah, some people name their Wi-Fi like
it's
networks.
Weird.
It's funny too sometimes, like just to see them. But the next yak is, I just had my very first Pop-Tart, and man, I've been missing out. Where have you been?
They have been missing. Pop-Tarts are glorious.
I don't say it. I always toast my Pop-Tarts. You always
Pop-Tarts
get to.
Pop-Tarts are life. I love Pop-Tarts.
I actually got cookies and cream and brown sugar yesterday at Giant Eagle.
The brown sugar ones.
Why didn't you get them on campus?
So good. Yeah, they have them at Rolo's.
No. Okay, well, it was on sale, guys. 2 for $5. They had the 12 packs, 2 for $5. And
but you have money.
But he works at Giant Eagle.
Okay, that is true. Okay.
So
that's
he gets
true.
An employee discount.
Well, no. On store,
you don't?
Store-owned brands only. Store-owned brands only.
They ripped you off.
Yeah, but.
They ripped you off.
I mean, but it's fine. I mean, you know, the Pop-Tarts here, I don't like the ones that they got here. They only have certain flavors. They don't have all the flavors.
They only have the flavors I like.
They don't have cookies and cream.
They have cherry. They have brown.
That's my favorite.
Sugar.
Cherry.
I hate cherry.
I like cherry. You can leave now, Levi.
Oh my god.
I love blueberry, cookies and cream, and strawberry. But here's a tip. You never had cookies and cream Pop-Tarts. Put them in the freezer. You got to try it out. Just throw them in the freezer for a good 30 minutes. Let them sit. Take them out. Eat them. Tastes like ice cream.
Or don't. I mean, it's just Levi's suggestion. Hey, whatever you want to do.
Don't knock his idea. We all have good ideas.
Knock.
Okay,
so the last Yik Yak is, I spent the entire day playing a new video game with one of my closest friends. What a great day. That does sound nice.
This person's very enthusiastic about playing a video. Well, not that, but, you know, excited to, you know.
Hang out with their friends.
Right.
I don't play video games.
I don't really.
I played Sims before,
but that's it.
Am I the only person that plays video games?
I used to. I used to be so into playing video games, but as soon as like I started getting to high school, I never did it because like when WWE had like those like SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah, WWE.
I played those all the time.
My favorite was 2009. 2009 was my favorite.
Oh my God, I love that one.
I was gonna say the new ones. I haven't really played. I don't even like those.
You know, they're for the more expensive consoles. Like, they have, like, the Xbox One,
PS4.
Like, I even got money to pay for a lock and load at Romo's, let alone, a $300 PS4.
All right, so we're going to close up now, and we'd like to remind you to go to all our social media sites. For Facebook, it's RMU Radio Cloud9.
For Twitter, it's Cloud9 with the number 9, RMU.
And Instagram is Cloud9, 9 being spelled out, RMU. And we look forward for you guys to come back next week.
Can I plug something real fast?
Yeah, go.
I want you guys to come check out West Side Story at Lincoln Park. It's the closing weekend is this weekend, the 5th through the 7th. The 5th and the 6th are at 7:30, and the 7th is a 2 p.m. matinee. You can go on Lincoln Park's performingartscenter.org to get tickets.
Also, on this Friday, Humans of RMU article that I wrote about Adam is coming out. So please
check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Go to RMUcenturyMedia.com and check that out. Thank you so much, Adam, for coming.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
This is Levi.
This is Mara Lenahan.
And this is Adam.
And this has been Cloud9 Radio. We hope to see you next week. Thank you.